This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The CDC Sunday said it recommends canceling or postponing events like conferences, sporting events, and weddings that have 50 people or more. President Trump has told the American people to just relax and refrain from hoarding supplies. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new coronavirus is coming into sharper focus as it continues to spread in what is now officially recognized as a pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Some 60% of adults in the U.S. have at least one underlying health condition, and 42% have two or more. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
The governor of the state of Illinois has announced a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area, very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.